In this account, however, Mr. Dickey veers away from celebrity biography to focus on the broader membership. His characters are idealists and misfits, political exiles and refugees, traumatized soldiers, addicts who have overcome their vices. Their organization, says Mr. Dickey, is essentially a network of patronage. But he emphasizes how many Masons treat its values of friendship, respect, integrity, and charity as genuine anchors in their lives, not simply as window dressing for a practical agenda. It is tempting to see the Masons as an elite clique of white, male, middle-class gatekeepers, and that has often been true. But the outfit described in The Craft is more diverse. In early modern Europe, Mr. Dickey writes, the lodges were among the few places where men from different classes could socialize. The Masons wore, and still wear, gloves during their meetings, so that no brother can tell the difference between the hands of a duke and the hands of a dustman. Slaves were forbidden to join, but several American branches, such as that led by Prince Hall, a black leather worker from Boston, played a role in the abolitionist struggle. In theory, the Masons do not accept females, yet Mr. Dickey meets Olivia Chaumont, who in 2007 became the Order's first transgender member. Most books about the Masons speculate on the extent to which they have shaped history. Mr. Dickey is more interested in the opposite question. He shows how reactionaries have consistently projected their darkest fears onto the society.